And he's like, well, come back in a month and we'll do a test. I'm like, dude, if I have cancer, maybe we can move the fucking test up, or maybe I can, you know, rub out the guy who's in front of me in the test, you know, drive him off the road or something to move my appointment up. I mean, a month doesn't sound very serious. Well,
we waited 10 days for a primary or 11 days for a primary appointment, and like almost a week for the neurologist. So that was all dead time, just waiting around. And the neurologist didn't even drill down properly. So like, if you say to a stroke victim, you know, where do you live? And the answer was wrong. He didn't drill down.
What is this guy? Some kind of foreigner or something?
I started doing the cognitive test in front of the doctor, and the doctor just like sat by and let me do it. But I wanted him to see how much he was not responding.
What do you mean doesn't respond? He said he couldn't speak English. Who is this guy?
The doctor had a very poor English, but he had a mask on, so that didn't help.
My you just picked this guy up to the airport?
No, he's one of the best here. He's one of the best.
Oh, okay. Everybody's the best.
He's the one that comes, you know, sees you in the hospital, yeah. And then you follow up with him outside the hospital, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And, but you know, he asked him where he lived, and the answer was a house. Now,
where were you born? The hospital. Yeah. Okay. Next question.
Right. There was no follow up. So I started with, what's your address? He didn't know. I said, you live in a gated subdivision. What is the name of it? He didn't know. And we just kept going. I kept doing it. Not the neurologist. I kept doing it because I wanted him to see. This is where he's getting stuck on things. But I noticed with the neurologist and the primary, neither one of them asked him if he was vaccinated.
They don't want to know at this point.
And the hospital,
they don't want to put it down, right? That's why they can say.
The hospital didn't have it.
That's
right.
Why they can say.
The hospital said unknown.
There's no proof that vaccinated people are getting sick. You never even asked a question. So how would you know if there's proof?
Right. And the hospital record said that COVID vaccine status unknown.
I mean, it's so obvious. It would never, you know, VM talks about if this stuff ever got to a courtroom. Well, that's one of the things I would say as an attorney. What's the hospital's, what's the doctor's, like in a malpractice case, what's the medical record say about vaccination? Oh, you don't know. Oh,
yeah.
I see. Is that the policy of the hospital? You don't ask the questions. They'll ask you if you feel threatened, or whoever you're living with is going to whip your ass.
Right.
Or something like that. But they won't ask you key questions that might have something to do with your medical ailments. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And my argument's now gotten even simpler than that. So if somebody has something happen to them and you say, were they vaccinated? And the other person says, well, you can't prove that. Well, my whole answer now is you can't prove that it's not. So you can't prove
it's linked to a vaccine?
Right. When people want to say,
I can't prove that the death of a 16-year-old is linked to a vaccine.
Right.
Oh, really? When did he have the vaccine? 6 months ago, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
I think I can pretty much, you know, we don't all need the cheat sheet to connect the dots.
Well, that's what the vaccinated other friend said to me when I brought it up to her. And I said, well, you know, I didn't know that he was vaccinated, because she did. And, you know, I said, just 2 weeks ago, I was telling him, because I didn't know he was vaccinated, I was telling him how people are having strokes and heart attacks and all this stuff. And she said, well, that would happen right away. I mean, he's had it.
Services.
And I'm like, okay, well, the blood is good. The blood pressure is good. The heart is good. Everything is good. And yet, here we are. So, you know, but again, sometimes we're forced to have these conversations, even though, you know, we're not in the mood to have them, or we don't want to have them, or we know we're talking to the wall. But today was one of those days. I just was like, you know what? I've just about had it. So,
Yeah, somebody's getting tuned up. There's too many free passes.
I'm going to
too many free
speak
passes.
Out my frustrations on somebody. Somebody's in my line of fire. So, yeah, it's been crazy. Very, very busy.
That's the way it is, right? You we've been talking about this for so long, and I said it the other night doing the show. We haven't been wrong about one damn thing, and I guess that's why I'm still on the air, at least for now. But and so in that vein, it's frustrating to see people get hoodwinked all the time by these fucking criminals in the media. It's mm-hmm. just
that is a problem, because even I know a lot of really smart people that know, and they're like, yeah, the media. And then sometimes something happened, and just like with COVID, I told you, I had a whole New York audience that was against the media. And as soon as COVID started, it was like, you know, they were like, little babies, give me my bottle. Like, I've got to watch 24 hours of this to find out what's
going
on.
Well, the amazing thing is that, yeah, they flipped those hippies.
yes.
They flipped the hippies. Yes. And it's like, yes. Hey, man, don't trust them. Don't even drink the water, man. And the CIA is behind everything. And those dummies are like, now.
Yeah,
you know, why aren't you taking the COVID vaccines?
And they're in Whole Foods and Sprouts buying their organic food.
Yeah, and man, where's the wheatgrass at, man?
Yeah,
you know, it's mm-hmm. like, wait a second,
right?
But you hippies said don't trust the government ever, and now you're carrying the water for these criminals.
Oh yeah, like,
what the
no,
fuck?
It was listen,
that's a brilliant. That's a brilliant
that's evil genius.
That's a brilliant.
Oh my god,
that's brilliant.
Nobody ever said brilliant. These people were stupid. Yeah. No.
That's a surprise. That's a surprise. That right. Wrinkle. That's more than a wrinkle.
And will they ever realize it? I mean, that video that you played of the Karens and the crazy people and the masks, like that is something that needs to be played every day, because the lunacy needs to be exposed. This is how insane you people were. And maybe you still are. You know, I don't know how any of these people have adapted. In areas that no longer have the masks. You remember I was saying back during mask wearing that I kind of liked it because it just told me who the idiots were.
Yeah, it's like people walking around with a dunce hat.
And now we're back to not knowing who the idiots are.
Well,
everyone's
give it
mask.
A couple of weeks. You'll know yeah. who the idiots are. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be the case in Florida, but I see these dopes up here already.
Well, I went to Saturday. We went down to the one of the major malls in Tampa, and not many. I did not see many. It was not packed. It was a nice crowd, but it wasn't packed. But minimal masks. If I saw less than a dozen, probably. So that's a good sign.
Well, in Florida, I think it's probably not a good.
But Tampa's a very you know, Democratic area, you know, and they were real big on it, you know, they were real big on everything, the masks and everything. They were a masked county. Now, Florida did not have a mask mandate as a whole, but many counties did. My county was not one of them. The counties north of me were not masked counties. The counties south of me were.
It's even a health issue. This cat I ran into, he's coming over here to look at something, like a contractor, right? It's because I've talked about it just openly. You know, when you're fighting the feds and they put they're like a boa constrictor on your finances, and they take away your job and they take away your finances, and they want to squeeze you so you make a settlement and so you can't defend yourself and stuff. It's really dastardly. But so, you know, the house kind of goes down to tubes mm-hmm. maintenance wise. So trying to do a lot of stuff myself. This cat comes over. It's like a cement thing. I want to get the cement stoop in front of my house fixed, where the FBI bashed my face into the ground and bloodied me, you know. And so I've been letting it go because I like to look at it, get a little pissed off at it. Like, so I guess people could say maybe I have a problem.
You could have painted it.
Paint it red. Sometimes I look out the door and I say, oh, okay, motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay, let me get back on the mic, you know. Don't get too, don't let these guys off the hook too much, you know. Although I do subscribe to Revenge Through Better Living. I think that's a son of a bitch, you know, just like, oh, okay, well, that was then, but I'm back, you know. You thought you left me in the wilderness or in the desert dead, but I'm back. So there is a part of me who feels that revenge through better living is really the best medicine. But every now and then I take a step back and say, oh, yeah, that's the spot where you fucking drilled me into the ground. Bunch of cowards, you know, ride me like I'm...
Right.
But anyway, this guy comes over, and he's on the heavy side, you know, and it's hot as hell here the last couple of weeks. Like, I think it was probably like the heat index, maybe over 100 degrees. And this cat can't get his breath, you know, and he's got the mask on. And I say, bro, take it off and relax. Get your breath. I mean, I thought he's going to pass out. He's sweating. And he goes, really? I said, take it off and relax. You know, I told him, look, I'm on a call. Go chill out in your car for like 10 minutes. Get the AC cranking and, you know, do what you got to do. And can we meet back here in 15 minutes or so and leave the mask in the car? Fuck's sake, you can't even breathe. Right. He's like, you know, it's so bad. We have to wear these things. You promise you won't tell? I said, who am I going to tell? Who the hell am I going to? I said, I got time to call your people and say you didn't have a mask on. I'd call your people now and say, you know, you're going to fucking kill this guy. That's what I would say. I mean, they're like, so, oh my God. He could barely breathe.
Right.
At what point as a human being do you say, fuck this, man, I'm going to breathe clean air. And if I get fired.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, you know, when Dustin had to do that Instacart, he was 100% anti-mask, of course. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're literally on camera in the stores. And they would know by the time you would get a message. And you could not get any, you know, orders. You could be fired from the program. That's how the you want to talk about being monitored. Yeah, so even if they didn't want to wear it, they're being monitored. So, yes, it was very scary for a lot of these people that were trying to keep their jobs.
Trying to look something up. Somebody sent me something along the lines. I guess so much email is really cranked up. People reaching out to me. That's kind of like one of the barometers I use for, you know, to say it's going to be a busy news week. When we start to get inundated with stuff, it's more of a feeling. Like it's just a feeling. It's hard to describe. It's like, you know, things are heating up and there are a lot of people out there who have a pretty good pulse on what's happening. And when they start checking in, it's like, whoa, all these people are coming in at once. You know what I mean? I'll have to take a look at, I know masks are back for federal contractors. I know that. They're not happy about that.
Yeah, whatsoever. That's true.
It doesn't make any sense either. Other than the fact that what? September is right around the corner.
Right. And again, and it's more, yes, exactly. It's just a continuation of the stop and start of the control mechanism. Stop, start, stop, start. You know, how many people can we have? Just for the hell of it, let's see how many people are actually going to fall for it again.
Oh, there'll be no shortage.
How many people will comply? Now, I will say the person that I did talk to today with the vaccines actually did say, yeah, there will be no boosters. So that part, they were all, before talking to me, they had already made that decision that they got two and that was it. So there are a lot of people out there that, yeah, they got what they got and that's it. Because if you had one and two and you've had, you've been sick three times with two vaccines, well, what the hell would you go get a booster for? So the common sense is out there.
There's
for
no
some
common
people.
Sense.
Right. No, but then there's, you know, this is what I'm saying. They're not going to get those people in for boosters.
I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I. Revy is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. Revy card, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revy reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app. Revy, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with the Revy card. Perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revy.com to see how the Revy card can benefit you. Discover.revy. There's two V's in that. R-E-V-V-I. .com, discover.revy.com for our quick and easy application process. discover.revy.com. That's discover.revy.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revy.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card, sometimes renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. A Revy card.
So now you do have the fear factor of the monkeypox, and every day I see of a new scary, deadly something coming out of another country. I can't even name them. I forget them. But just yesterday there was another one spotted here. This one spotted this case here. They're just going to keep it up. Like, whenever were we focused on germs before?
Okay? Big business now.
Most of us. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, because they want those universal vaccines. They want those customized vaccines, DNA-based, you know, like we could just make you a cocktail especially for you.
Yeah. I'll have to try to figure out. Somebody had sent me a message exactly along the lines that we're talking about. But let me throw this at you, right? A couple weeks ago, I was on the road and hanging out, looking at some stuff. I've been looking at farms and trying to cut deals and talk to people and looking at land and things like that. Trying to make a lot of things happen with not a lot of stuff, you know, to work with. But I'm convinced you can still make deals out there.
Sure.
So a bunch of folks got together. We all went to school together. One of the cats from around here, we all grew up together, and his brother is one of my attorneys. And I said to him, now this guy works for Pfizer. I'm talking to him, and we're having beers together. And we're drinking outside and chilling out with a bunch of people. And I said, what's going on with your brother? The lawyer, who was, you know, I talked to maybe a couple weeks ago. He said, I'm not talking to him anymore. I'm not talking to him anymore. I said, why? What the fuck's going on?
Oh, my.
He said, I was on him about the vaccine, and he told me to fuck off, and I didn't like to, you know, whatever, some kind of family strife. But I said, well, he doesn't want to take the vaccine. He goes, no, and I think it's dangerous. I said, well, you work for Pfizer, so that's been beating into your head that it's dangerous. It doesn't necessarily mean it's dangerous, number one. Number two, he could see you as Darth Vader. It might not have to do a goddamn thing with the vaccine. It could be the fact that you're out there selling the vaccine. And number three, you know damn well I'm not vaccinated. So why are you having beers with me if you think you're
right?
if you're in danger, I told him it doesn't make any sense. Why are you here then? Why are we talking? Do you feel threatened? He said, no. I said, and if you did, if you feel that it's dangerous, unvaccinated people, then you're admitting that the so-called vaccine from the company you work for wouldn't work if unvaccinated people would put you at risk. Now, that we've talked about this many times, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. I said, they've got you so fucked up, you don't know what to believe. They bring you into these sessions. I said, I know it. I hear from you. And they tell you what's going on, and these unvaccinated people, we need to flip these people and turn these people and get out there.
Right.
It's like a sales thing. You know, it's like,
true.
And they get these people so whipped up, that work for them that they can't even see the light of day. Like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense in my own family. It's like,
and you, if you go through all of the simulations, but specifically, I think it was the SPARS pandemic simulation. I mean, there's sections in there on how they're going to utilize media, how they're going to utilize social media, the toolkits. And remember, the CDC had the toolkits on how to sell this. Well, the same thing happens in the pharmaceutical companies. These employees don't think they're being indoctrinated, but when they go to these meetings, they're being heavily indoctrinated. They're drinking their own Kool-Aid. They're smoking their own dope.
This is what they teach you, though.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They don't take it outside of the training sessions, et cetera. And this is what they do for a living. So I don't know if it's like subconsciously you shut it out of your mind what these things could be doing and what they might be doing. But at some point, you're not paying attention to what's going on, right?
Well, yeah, it's like we talked about it. Was it the Milgram experiment?
Yeah.
Where even if you're the one in the room, who knows?
Everybody went around and then.
Right. So, yeah, are any of them that person looking around saying you're all crazy? It doesn't seem so, is what I'm saying. It seems like everybody's just buying in.
People are very you know, susceptible to this hive mind, and they want to be part of something, and they don't want to, I don't know, you know, it's for me, it's easy. And we've had this conversation in this house so many times. I've been going against the grain my whole life. So it's so second nature. And
right.
I understand that it's hard to get people to convert and to question authority and to be the black sheep. But I'm here to tell you the black sheep are going to be living a long time.
I like it.
The black sheep are going to be living a long time because you don't have to walk around with this hanging over your head. I mean, it really is to think what would be if you went and got these jabs. And
right.
all the people that, I mean, what would be interesting is the number of people who have had these things who have gotten jammed up and sick. They'll never release those stats or the data because it must be just overwhelming. But I think even if they did, even if they did, and it said, like, you know, 90% of the people who got the jabs had serious health problems. These dopes would think that they were in the other 10%. Oh, that's too bad for those people, huh? Wow. I mean,
you're right.
It's like you couldn't even break through with the numbers. It'd be like, that's fake news, and I don't know where that... It wouldn't even matter. They have people so twisted up. It's really something incredible to sit here and watch. And when you become a clearinghouse like we do for many of these things, and emails coming in and phone calls coming in and texts coming in and different platforms, we have people checking in. People on pain.tv, they share a lot of stuff on a daily basis with what's going on in their lives when it comes to these things, dealing with the same type of stuff we've been talking about. And it's like one horror show after another. It's like, I can't believe it. But a lot of it,
you know me, I always tell you, it's your platform, getting everything out on air from the real people is what's needed because everything else is so controlled out there. So the stories from, like, I'm talking to you about my friend, that's a real story. They're the stories that will never, ever, ever make it to air.
Well, that's okay. Because most of the people who listen to us, et cetera, are people who understand that the stories that do make it to air are contrived and not quite real. So it's like a key piece missing from these things. I guess that's why they call it a limited hangout. It's like this happened and that happened, but you're like, but what else happened?
Yeah, and people need to know that limited hangouts can last a decade. they're not always just like a 6-month gig, you know?
Well, it's not only the time frame. Think about the damage they can do.
That's exactly
in a short period of time. I mean, look, I would say, like, at Fox News, and we pick on Fox a lot because it's such a perfect example. At Fox News, their limited hangout about the vaccines, waiting and waiting and waiting to say that there could be a problem with these things. And then one of the high profile guys who came out and said, hey, there could be a problem with these things. He had to publicly apologize like a bitch the next day.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
The next day. I mean, so I would call that a limited hangout and look at the,
so people are listening to that, right?
Think of the damage that's done. Like people are like, well, I guess it's okay. Okay, honey.
You're not kidding. Pack up the family and we'll go get the shots.
Yeah. And then they come out like Tucker 15 months into it. These could be a problem. Like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Now you're going to play that. You're going to play both sides. You nefarious son of a bitch. I mean, and what happens if you're sitting there and you use this shitbox Fox as your source of information and you went and got the jabs and then, you know, Tucker Carlson tonight, serious questions about the vaccine. It's like, whoa, what?
Right.
Did I just hear that? You can drop everything and listen to that. I just discovered the depth of miseducation of America. There was this guy, Robert Mars, and he had quite a career during the American Revolution, including hiring Thomas Paine to help unite the colonies. But basically, he used the power of economic freedom to win the war, while the slave power barked at his heels and the British Empire banged on the door. The book I'm talking about proves that America wasn't founded on slavery, but on economic freedom. The New York Times might not like that, but this book, Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution, has over 2,000 endnotes to prove it. Now we can learn how Mars championed free markets in the face of shortages. When hyperinflation hit, Mars supported a silver-based currency. He ran an international spy network, and he smuggled tea and weapons. He set the course of America's foreign relations in a way that lasted 70 years. He ran the Continental Navy, and he had an interest in 250 privateer vessels. And he didn't just take his winnings home. One year, he personally put up more for the war than all the states combined. He coordinated the French fleet and Washington's arrival at Yorktown. He got rid of religious test laws and signed all three founding documents. Later, he lost his fortune with bad real estate investments. When his political opposites, the slave power, won the election of 1800, they focused on their futures, not his past successes. Instead, if they mentioned him at all, they cast him as a bankrupt. Read all about this and more in Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution. It's available online, your favorite online bookstores. Also, for listeners of the Thomas Paine podcast, you can go to paine.tv/Morris directly for a link for the book. That's paine.tv/Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S.
You know? Right, and this is even easier if you want to, you know, get through to someone and say, do we really need to have the media tell people? Oh, it's so funny. Yes, because the media says it's good, it's fine, it must be, I'm going to go get it. Or the media says, no, it's not fine, so I'm not going to go get it. No, all you have to go look at is past cases where medications were pulled off the market because of death. How many lawsuits did all of these pharmaceutical companies have to settle because their products did damage? There you go. So what makes you think that this brand new technology, mRNA, that was put together in 9 months would be safe? Why would you need a media personality to tell you, or Dr. Fauci to tell you, or Dr. Birx to tell you, or Donald Trump to tell you it's safe and effective? You know shit. You know nothing about this. There are no long-term studies. Oh, I have another story real quick before I forget, because I will. Another friend of mine, she's in the pharmacy industry. A cousin of hers lost her baby. She was vaccinated, lost her baby at 21 weeks. And she's very sick herself. But the baby measured at 17 weeks.
What?
Meaning the she was 21 weeks pregnant, but the size of the baby was
4 weeks behind.
Like, right.
Jeez, that's even smaller than Fauci.
That's one story. and her father, who was vaccinated, just underwent surgery this week. They removed his bladder, and he has prostate cancer. He's vaccinated. So, but what I'm saying is anybody that was assuming, based on the word of politicians and media personalities and government-controlled scientists, that's crazy. I can't even begin to wrap my mind around it.
Where do you go from there? I mean, what do you, you know, you're a mom. I mean, what do you see it through your, I can't get into that mindset. I'm not a pregnant woman. I might look like a pregnant woman from time to time, but I mean, well, as a mom, you know, what do you do with that?
As someone who was pregnant, you know, the minute you find out you're pregnant, you immediately reject anything that could hurt the baby. Okay? You don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't eat this, you don't do that. You do everything properly. So entertaining any vaccine, a flu shot, this mRNA Frankenstein crap, would have never occurred to me. And as a mom, I just feel very, very blessed that since the beginning, March of 2020, I spoke to you more about this than my own family because I didn't need to. They were just like, Mom, what's going on? It's bullshit. Ignore it. Live your life like COVID doesn't exist. And it was that easy.